The question was asked, what happened with the descendants of Moshe Rabbeinu? So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu had two children, right? He named one Eliezer, Elazar, and the other one he named Gershom, Kiger Hayiti, Beretz Nachriya. Hashem, he was a foreigner, and Hashem helped him there. So what happened with him? So we find that they came back to Moshe when in Parshat Yitro, Yitro brings Tzipporah and her two sons, and then we barely encounter them. Meaning, they're not in the spotlight. Where we encounter them again is really when Moshe is about to pass away, so he asks Hashem, who should lead the nation? And Hashem says, Yoshua. And Chazal say that Moshe asked the question directly after Hashem said how people should inherit their parents, because Moshe was hoping that Hashem would say, in line with that, that Moshe's children should inherit his position. And Hashem said no. Hashem said Yoshua was faithful. He always made sure to pay attention to what's being learned. He was always in your tent. He's the one that will take over after you. So what happens with the descendants of Moshe? So the Navi doesn't overtly tell us. It says in Divrei Hayamim, Ravu Lemala. They numbered a tremendous number. It doesn't say how much. They had Ravu Lemala. They procreated to a large number. The Talmud says that Moshe Rabbeinu had over 600,000 descendants in a very short amount of time.
600,000?
Yes. The Talmud says that when Hashem said by the golden calf that he would wipe out the Jewish people and start from scratch with Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe had a temptation to say, fine. Here Hashem is offering him that all of the Jewish people will be from him, he'll be the sole patriarch. And instead Moshe said, Rabon Shalom, if a chair that has three legs can't stand the Jewish people with three patriarchs, you're willing to wipe them out, what'll be with a chair that has one leg? My descendants, meaning Moshe assumed, why would my descendants be any better than the Jewish people now? So he said, no, Rabon Shalom, I want you to forgive them. So Chazal say, we have a tradition, when Hashem suggests something that's a blessing, he doesn't take it back. It's not like, okay, you won't get it. So Hashem offered Moshe that from him would come the Jewish people. So because of that, his descendants really quickly became the number of the Jewish people at that time. So when the verse in Divrei Hayamim says, Ravu Limala, it means they outnumbered the 600,000 that had left Egypt. That's what the pasuk is describing. That's step one. Now there's a step two, which we're not comfortable talking about. And that is the Medrash says that Moshe had an argument with Yisro about how to educate his children. And Yisro said, you have to expose them to all the other religions and let them figure out, just like you and I figured out that Hashem is one. And Moshe argued. And finally Yisro said, I'll only let you marry my daughter if you let one of your kids grow up the way I say education should be. Expose them to everything else. And Moshe conceded. And that's what Chazal say, that in the book of Shofetim, when we have the story at the end of the book of Judges of Pesel Micha, so it says there was a young Levite who was the priest by Pesel Micha. And it says his name was the Yonasan, the son of Gershon, the son of Menashe. And our tradition is that the Nun in the name Menashe is raised in the Tanakh. It's not written in line with the rest of the letters. You can see over here, Menashe. You see the Nun? It's raised.
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Wow.
Guys, see, that's our tradition. That when it's written in the Tanakh, the Nun over here in Menashe is raised. And the reason is because our tradition is that they added that. That the sages didn't want it to say Ben Moshe. Really, it's Moshe. this Yehonatan was the priest of for the idol at Pesel Micha was really Moshe's grandson. And Chazal say even though Moshe's own son turned out okay, but this type of education was wrong. And you saw the product in the grandson, who ultimately went and became a priest for paganism, even though he didn't believe in it, but for the money he did it. And he said, oh, my grandpa Moshe said, do anything, just make an honest buck. So I'm doing anything, just making an honest buck.
Yep.
He says, I have a tradition from my grandfather. Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't ask people for handouts. Even if you have to serve idols, do it and don't ask for handouts. So he misunderstood his tradition. But at the end of the day, that's who we're talking about here. Chazal say the Navi covered it up. The Navi didn't tell us overtly that this was Moshe's grandson. But Chazal say it was.
Shoftim what?
Shoftim, the end of what they call chapter 18.
18?
Yeah.
Pasuk?
Pasuk Lamed.
Okay.